from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A man from the Toronto area is in police custody, suspected of killing a man and shooting a man and a woman in Schumacher at about 1:30 this morning. All three are from Timmins. A neighbor heard the shots and called Timmins police to an apartment at 85 Father Costello Drive. Communications coordinator Mark DePazzi says the people involved are part of the local drug subculture.
All persons were familiar with each other, and some level of hostility led to a firearm being used, and we're still processing the scene.
DePazzi emphasizes that there is no danger to public safety. The suspect was arrested later in the morning north of Barrie. This region is back up to 16 active cases of COVID-19. That's because six new ones have been reported, but none resolved. Four of them are somewhere along the Highway 11 corridor between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. The other two are in Timmins. So far during the pandemic, there have been 2,205 positive tests. Long gone are the days of the Timmins Chamber of Commerce being an old boys club. That's the estimation of the new president of the business organization, Rob Knox. He told the chamber's 72nd dinner and annual general meeting last night that it's anything but an old boys club, and he has the distinct pleasure of leading it.
This energetic team of smart and engaged people with variety, completely disparate backgrounds with a common goal.
During his one-year term as president, Knox says he'll work for the betterment of Timmins and this part of Northern Ontario. Finally, this afternoon, your chance to expand your palate in terms of wine is coming up on Saturday, November 13th. The Mount Jameson Resort is again offering wines of the world at the Porcupine Dante Club. Chair of the board, Cameron Grant, says with each course of dinner, you get a glass of wine, a presentation about the region and type of wine, and how it's being paired with your meal. And don't worry about driving home.
We have free shuttle service to anybody who does require it. And of course, we are encouraging never drink and drive.
Tickets are on sale on the Mount Jameson website. You'll need to prove you've had your COVID-19 vaccination. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.